you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Have you ever wondered how the towns and communities we live in came to be set up the way they are? Or whose decision caused your home, school, or workplace to be where they are? The truth is that we owe the way our cities, towns, and communities are set up to the decisions of individuals called urban and rural planners. We explore this profession on today's edition of Career Talk. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
We are land use managers. That is, we develop plans that govern the use of land. How land is used, in what way, the shape, what's allowed where, how it impacts on the resources that are available in a particular area, how people move about, how people conduct activities.
Member of the Jamaica Institute of Planners, Geronimo Tuzo, describing the overall focus of urban and regional planners.
The planner is the overseer. He goes in and he comprehensively looks at what the transportation system is, what the housing system is, what the water networks are, and puts together plans and policies that will decide how these sectors will function together, how they will interact without causing conflict to themselves, the environment, and the people.
Planners, Mr. Tuzo says, largely work in tandem with the government and developers to ensure that both sides utilize the country's land resources in a sustainable and balanced manner.
The main way in which we do that is we influence a lot of policies that are put forward by government to ensure that in 50 years there is conservation of natural resources. There's not overuse or misuse. We consult with large developments to ensure that these developments conform with planning regulations, the development orders, and whatever other planning policy that may exist for each locality.
For persons looking for a career that will contribute significantly to national development, Mr. Tuzo says few can compare with his chosen field.
At the national level, planning is relevant because it is used to influence economic development, social development, environmental development, and urban issues. What we do as planners, we influence policies that encourages development and investment within a particular area, within a particular type of facility. We look at how the whole country functions together as a unit and what types of services will be needed to facilitate the needs of the population, as well as how each service will function with those others that currently exist, as well as those that we are encouraging to come as well.
Mr. Tuzo says the field is open to newcomers in both the public and private sectors. Development projects range from the small to the extensive, and Mr. Tuzo is quick to add that the field can be lucrative to those who gain the skills to regularly lead major projects. Youngsters interested in a career in regional and urban planning can get a head start by pursuing geography, history, and information technology, along with math and English, up to the CSEC level. From there, Mr. Tuzo recommends the bachelor's degree program in urban and regional planning offered by the University of Technology. He says in addition to providing intensive course material, the program requires actual design and implementation of a planning solution.
I would, though, encourage people to go to UTEC, because if you're going to practice in Jamaica, it is best to get planning theories that are relevant for the Jamaican society than to learn them elsewhere and try to apply it here.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. Until next time, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, saying join us next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.